The word today is be. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Paul Schrader. The Scriptures tell us how we are to be. Since God lives within us as Christians, the Holy Spirit motivates our words and actions. Our attitude should show people how we are true believers in Christ, and each day we should bring glory to God. Here to review some passages on how we should act is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Be.
We are in our 31st year of broadcasting the message of salvation through Jesus Christ, and God has expanded our ministry across these three decades into a marvelous radio network. We have 43 languages right now that we are broadcasting in. Just think of that. All over the world, people are hearing the word today. We also have made it possible now that anyone can listen. Anyone in the world that has a computer can now listen to the message of salvation through the word today. There's a network spot, a website spot called One Place. One Place. It has quite a few different ministries, and they're all arranged alphabetically, and ours is called The Word Today. And when you turn there, you can hear a message at any time, night or day, any day of the week, and you can hear it all across the world. It's just an amazing thing. And we are pleased to bring that to people. It costs us something, of course, as we broadcast this, and we pay for our network time. We had over 6,000 hits on that in a sample that we did a couple weeks ago. And we just believe people are using their iPhones and different ways to download the message and listen to it whenever they can find time. So we praise God for the way things are expanding and improving. The giving is down a little bit. Of course, that's natural because the economy has hit a slump here in the past year. And so we don't receive quite as many gifts as we would like to. But we feel pretty sure God is going to see to that too and take care of that. Soon, we think God's going to put the matter into the heart of some wealthier person, let's say, that wants to do something big and wants to accomplish something with their money. This is one place you can get something done where every penny you give goes directly to serve the Lord. There are no salaries, there are no fees. There's no payment for debt or anything like that. Everything goes to broadcasting the news of salvation, and we are very pleased that God is enabling us to do this. Now, as we talk week after week about Christ in the center of our lives being knowing Him as our personal Savior, I thought it would be good to just kind of review from the Scriptures some of the statements that since we are Christians, since we are who we claim to be, the children of God, how should we act and how should we live? There was a writer by the name of Francis Schaeffer that wrote once, "How then should we live?" In other words, if we claim to be Christians, we claim to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, how then should we live? Now, let's just say, well, we should be this way or we should be that way. And the thought came to me that maybe if we look at a list, I made 21 points here one day, sitting down and looking through the Scriptures and writing these thoughts down. In these 21 points, you should be this, you should be that, you should be this. And the thought just hit me, what about calling it the swarm of bees? Be this, be that, and so on, and you have quite a number of them, 21 of them, so let's call them the swarm of bees. So I'm going to go through some of these a little bit slowly, and I hope that if you have a Bible handy, you'll move through them with me, or else jot them down. If you're in a car, be careful, you know, just don't try to write and so on. I get very nervous when I see people trying to text on their phones and so on and on their iPods to different people. Boy, there's a lot of wrecks, I think, unnecessarily now because of lack of attention. I had a teenager cut me off the other day right in front of my house. He roared past me as though he thought I was going to stop. I wasn't stopping. I was turning into my driveway. And I'll tell you, these inattentive drivers can really scare you. At any rate, let me start out by suggesting that we look at some texts from the Bible in the book of Ephesians, St. Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. And I'd like to have you turn first. We'll take a look at a couple verses in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, Ephesians 5. And let's start out at verse 18. Ephesians 5, verse 18. It's just a little reminder again. You should not be a drunkard. It says, do not get drunk on new wine, which leads to debauchery. It leads to all kinds of problems. Boy, if you could just use the word alcoholism to say how many families are affected by it and how many personalities are destroyed by it, how many marital relationships are completely crushed because of it, and how many children are, you know, see this as a regular thing in their homes and are tainted for life by some of this activity that's caused by drunkenness. Now here, it's a very simple statement. If you are claiming to be a child of God and a Christian, and you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, don't let people see you drunk. Don't be a drunkard. This is not what God wants. What he wants you to be is to be filled up with something very exciting and very dramatic, filled up by the Holy Spirit. Now, this is a classic illustration of where Paul is saying, don't be this, but be that. Don't be a drunkard, but be someone who's filled up with the Holy Spirit. Now, you can tell when a person is motivated by the Holy Spirit. They're excited about the things of God. They want to talk about the things of God. Not only talking about Jesus Christ and the way of salvation, which is the primary thing, but talking about how we can help one another, how we can, through God's blessing, be of help to one another in any problem, whether it's needing food, whether it's needing a ride, maybe it's just needing someone to visit. Maybe it's just someone to need a little joy in their lives, just a little excitement in terms of saying, why don't we take a shopping trip, or why don't we this or that? And so right here in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, it says, do not get drunk on new wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. And then in verse 20, I think this is a tremendously important section where it says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always giving thanks to the Father. You know, there are so many times in the New Testament where it talks about this. In your prayer life, giving thanks to God, giving thanks to God. There's another reference like this in Hebrews, giving thanks to God, offering up praise. Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 15, it says, offer up praises to God. You know, so many times God blesses and we just take it for granted and by the next day it's forgotten again. You know, I have a little rule in my own life that I use for when I'm in trouble and I need prayer to help with a certain problem or a certain decision or a certain need. If this is of great concern to me and I've come to the Lord 10, 15, 20 times or more with this on my heart, and then God helps and God blesses, and all of a sudden you see God reveal his hand, he reaches down his hand from heaven and he intervenes in our behalf. He strengthens us, or he encourages us, or he heals us, whatever the need, whatever the situation. It seems to me when that happens, you ought to say to yourself, now at least as many times as I came to the Lord requesting some help and requesting his assistance, at least that many times I should thank him. not just say, thank you, God, wow, boy, that was wonderful, I sure appreciate it, but remember the next day and the day after and the day after, just like you were praying for his intervention, so also day after day, numerous times, call it to your mind to give him more thanks and more praise and to say thank you more often to him for the way he has blessed you and helped you. And one of the statements like that is the 13th chapter of the letter to Hebrews. I almost said Paul's letter to Hebrews, but we're not sure who wrote the letter to the Hebrews. At any rate, Hebrews 13, verse 15, talks about offering up praises all the time and continually, just as this verse here in Ephesians 5. Well, let me take us to chapter 6 for a second here and talk about obedience. In Ephesians 6, verse 9, we are taught that we should be obedient. Now, one of the interesting things about this also is that it happens to be talking about people that had slaves. And it says, do not treat them in a way that lords it over them, as though you're going to threaten them, and you know that you're the master and you're going to make sure they mind you and so on. It says, indeed, what you should do is treat them kindly. Treat them in the same way that you would want others to treat you. It is a reminder that we are not to get cocky and feel that we're in self-control, but that we are to serve the Lord lovingly the way he has showed us love. Well, may God cause you to be, by his Holy Spirit, the kind of person he wants you to be, and may your witness to the world around you, your family and those that see you, your friends and your neighbors, may they all see that what you're doing in your life demonstrates your faith and it demonstrates your commitment to Christ, and it above all shows that you love Christ. Because you have the love of God in you, you are going to show that love to others, and it'll be a witness to the world that your Christianity is genuine and real. May God bless you always.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Intercession. In this free booklet, he writes about the intercessory ministry of Jesus Christ on behalf of his church, and especially on his beautiful prayer in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. So write today for your free copy of Intercession. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.